Blackstone Audio presents Mausoleum by Justin Scott. Chapter 1. It was too gorgeous a summer day to kill someone. Rain last night left high pressure in its wake, and every leaf and every blade of grass gleamed. Even if you felt too angry, envious, betrayed, or thievish to appreciate such weather and shot him in the back, I would have thought that the air was too sweet, the sky too blue, the sun too soft, and the breeze too crisp to roll him over and shoot him twice more in front. Besides, Newbury's village cemetery was already jam-packed with the living. Half the town was there, led by my great-aunt, Constance Abbott, who steadied herself with one gloved hand on her silver-headed cane and the other on my elbow, as we walked grave to grave to watch neighbors costumed in period dress portray the ghosts of Newbury notables, gone but not forgotten. Newburyans were having a fine time that summer celebrating our tercentennial by resurrecting the past. A baseball game, played by 1879 rules, was scheduled next for our 300th birthday party, then a fireworks picnic that the fire marshal swore would burn down the woods. All this commemorating was having the wonderful effect of introducing newcomers to old, and if long-time residents of modest salt boxes were not yet shaking hands with Hummer House revists.